From Love and Radio, you're listening to The Secrets Hotline at 929 Secrets. I'm Nick Vanderkolk.
Me and my best friend went to travel Greece when we were 17, maybe 18. We went for 4 months, and my mom worked as a nurse in a GP surgery, and she was telling the doctor there that we were going traveling. And he said, "Oh, Janie, those girls need to go on the pill. You never know what those Greek lads will do to your girls." So my mum spoke to me about that later and said, "The doctor thinks you need to go on the pill." And I said, "No, I don't, because I'm not sexually active." And she said, "Yeah, but you'd never know what could happen out there." So anyway, you know, somewhere abroad. And we said no more about it. And then at the airport, about to go, mom said it to me again. And my best friend, her mom said it to her because mom had said it to her. So there was all this talk as we were getting on the plane. Anyway, fast forward the end of our 4 months, and me and my best friend thought it'd be so funny if I put a little pillow up my top when my mom came to collect us at the airport. Now, as a mother, I know that's a cruel thing to do, but at the time we thought this would be hilarious. So mom came to collect us, and I had the small little pillow up my top, knowing that I could only be maybe 3 months, if anything. So we walked out to her, and I was sticking my belly out as much as I could, and she just bawled her eyes out.
Hey, so I listened to the show. Never had a really great secret other than, you know, the usual, like, hey, I road raged like an asshole last night kind of thing. But I do have kind of a funny secret, which is that I'm diabetic, and I'm on one of those semaglutide medications where you take the shot once a week, like Ozempic. It's called Mounjaro, and I've been losing a lot of weight. One of the funny things, though, is that it's fucking Shamrock Shake season at McDonald's, and I cannot fucking stop going and getting a Shamrock Shake almost every fucking day. And it's to the point where it's like, I'm really kind of embarrassed. Like, I'll hide it in the trash on the outside of my house. I live alone, but like, in case like a friend comes over, I don't want them to see that, like, you know, I have all these like Shamrock Shake containers in my garbage inside the house. So I'll put it in the outside, and I'm actually on my way there. I just dropped off a friend, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go get a Shamrock Shake. I don't do this when the green shakes are not available. And the other day I went to Arby's and they have a mint shake right now, and I tried it and it pissed me off that it was so not like the Shamrock Shake that I still had to go and get the fucking Shamrock Shake afterward. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's like crack to me. It tastes like toothpaste to other people. But thankfully St. Patrick's Day is almost here and they will retire the green mint hell juice until next year.
Hey there, it's Nick. I'd just like to take a minute to thank this episode's sponsor, Factor. Factor is a meal delivery service that offers fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals that are ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from each week for all diets, from omnivores to flexitarians to vegetarians and vegans. Meals like black pepper and sage pork chops, beef enchilada lasagna with a cilantro lime crema, and vegan mushroom marsala with onion risotto. It's super convenient and flexible. You can select as much or as little as you want each week, and you can pause or reschedule food deliveries anytime. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium meals with no cooking required. It's less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head on over to factormeals.com/secrets50 and use the code SECRETS50 to get 50% off. That's code SECRETS50 at factormeals.com/secrets50 to get 50% off. Okay, back to the show.
Hi. When I was in college, I decided to do a volunteer work during the weekends. And I went to this nursing home close to my house to check if I would be a good fit there. I was there waiting for someone to show me the place, and this girl arrived there and was like, life came to the place as soon as she walked in. Everyone was like delighted to see her, and she was beautiful, full of smile, full of life. And I didn't end up working there as a volunteer, but I became a very good friend with this girl. We had a great connection. We liked the same things, music, cinema, everything, and even the taste for guys. One day I was talking that I like older men, and she said, wow, me too. A week later, she invited me to go to the cinema with her. We went to a 2 o'clock session or something like that. It was like nobody in the cinema. And like just few people, actually. And she decided to sit beside this elderly man. He was like, she could be our grandfather or great-grandfather. He was like really old. But because like the nursing home, I just like didn't think much about that. So she sat beside him and I sat beside her. And I like was nearly 20 minutes to the end of the movie. I heard a strange noise. I thought that like the old man was teachers. I think it was kind of weird. Like a was weird noise. And then I looked and I see something kind of moving in his lap. She had her jacket and she was with his son. And kissed it, giving him a hand job. And I was like, what the fuck? What's going on here? And I was kind of in shock. And they're like, oh my God, what should I do? And then I whispered to her ears and say like, what's going on? Should I call the security? He forced you to do anything? And she just like, he kind of laughed and she said, ah, I'm the one abusing him, and he is enjoying it. And that was like, holy fuck, and was weird. And he came, she made him come, and we left the cinema, and outside he just said, I told you, I like older men. I just didn't realize was that kind of old she was referring to. Then she told me the big secret. The big secret was what she used to do in the nursing home was like giving hand jobs and blow jobs to the male residents over there. At any opportunity she had, most of the time she couldn't stay with them alone. She even said that one of the days she offered to bring two of them to a doctor appointment, but she brought them, and in the way back, she just brought both of them to a hotel. And yeah, she said they had a great time. They couldn't get hurt for too long, but she had her toy, and they're just helping each other. And with consent, and that was my secret.
Hi. First time caller, long time listener. I was wondering if you could change my voice because I know a few people that listen to this podcast and I'm really kind of embarrassed. So thank you. So my secret is that I think sort of deep down that there is something that people sort of tune off on me after a while, and I don't know what it is. I just feel like I'm friends with people. And it all goes great, you know, for maybe a few years, or maybe days. And then for whatever reason, they just see something in me that makes them like go away. And I know that life is like that. That sometimes you're like, you move away from people, and you go in different directions with friends. And everybody has that, and that's part of life. But I just feel like it happens a lot more to me than I think it does to other people. And I really wish that I knew what it was. Because I feel like it's a thing. I don't feel like it's in my head, and I should. I know I should probably ask people, but I don't know if anyone would actually be honest with me. Because I would love to know. Anyway, I'm so thankful for this podcast and for the Love and Radio podcast. It's really, it makes people feel so comforted for so many reasons. And there are so many silly stories and lovely stories on this that make me love humans so much. But anyway, I just wanted to share that secret because I wanted to know if anyone else feels that way. I'd love to know. And I don't really know what to do about it.
Hey, so talk about trippy. This is the guy who called with advice for the guy whose wife told him that she didn't love him anymore. And what a saga you've got going now to learn that it's like 16 or 18 months later and he's still with her. I just felt the need to tell this guy, couples therapy is great and can work 100%, but I want to tell you to find your own therapist also, because it's some of the best time and money I've ever spent. And I feel like maybe you don't trust yourself or possibly love yourself enough to think that you deserve better than to be with somebody that tells you she doesn't love you just because of a mortgage or a dog or whatever. Those things get sorted out every single day, and you deserve to be happy. Love is a chemical reaction. Time will pass. You'll find somebody new, many fish in the sea, blah, blah, blah. But make sure that the last 16 months of your life were worth it. If you had to live the next 16 months like you just did the last 16 months, would you want that for yourself and for your life? And then look beyond 16 years, 50 years, et cetera, et cetera. Good luck to you, my friend. Much love.
That's it for the Secrets Hotline, for now. If you have a secret or a prank you want to share, I want to hear from you. You can call 929-SECRETS, leave a message at secretshotline.org, or record a voice note and email contact at secretshotline.org. If you freak out and change your mind for whatever reason, just contact me within 24 hours and I'll make sure your call doesn't go into the podcast. And if you can, find a quiet place to record and don't use a speakerphone or hands-free device. The quality of the call is much better when you don't. This episode featured the music of DJ Plus One and Orietta Hrem and Salvagia. Check the show notes for the playlist. Our end theme is by Steven Jackson. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love and radio and made possible thanks to our subscribers. If you want to join the group of fine, beautiful people who make this show possible, go on over to loveandradio.org/member to support us on Patreon, or if you listen in Apple Podcasts, just subscribe right in the app. You'll be supporting the show you love and get access to special ad-free extended episodes. I'm Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. Thanks for listening.